this episode of American Chopper.
That was awesome.
After a heated confrontation between Junior and Senior.
The difference between me and you is I wish you well and you wish me harm.
That's your opinion.
The Tuttle family feud escalates.
Paul Tuttle Jr. is starting a competing shop to go head-to-head with his dad.
Paul Jr. assembles his crew.
I heard Vince is working with Paulie.
And moves forward with plans to go toe-to-toe with OCC.
It's starting to look like a motorcycle shop.
For Paul Sr. and his crew, it's business as usual. As they get to work building a bike for Window World.
I got a call the other day for my guy at Flo. Paulie is hitting him up for a free machine.
As Junior races to get his state-of-the-art shop up and running.
It's really starting to look like something.
Senior continues to keep an eye on the competition.
It's Paul Senior. Did you see my father drive by?
As far as the buzz about Paulie, it seems that it pretty much petered out like the rest of his projects.
Unquestionably, today is definitely a first day of a dream to have a building to be responsible for. I'm my own man. I make my own decisions. The bikes are going to look the way I want them to look. The business is going to run the way I want it to be run. It's going to be a team effort all the way, but I have the final say, and it's very exciting. We got to start spraying this place down with water. Look at how dirty that is.
You know, when we were getting the floor all ready and we're sweeping it out, all of us, it kind of seemed like, you know, we're kind of back together, you know, and, you know, kind of a little bonding experience. And, you know, I felt good about it. I think Junior did. And, you know, it felt like we're a good team.
Oh, my God.
You want to do that so bad.
There goes our floors.
Yeah, I know, right?
The idea now is to get some vendors lined up. Got to get equipment in there for the bike portion of the business. We're going to contact every vendor we can think of and then take it from there. You know, as far as crossover clients, I mean, we're going to use some of the same vendors. Paul Jr. Design's an OCC. It's a very small industry. At the end of the day, whoever wants to get on board, they're more than welcome. If they don't, I will go to the next vendor.
Hey, Paul. Hey. Pete DeCrosse, yeah. JD Pro Electric.
What's going on?
I came to take a look at space and do some
check. Lighting.
All right,
perfect.
Let's lighting and power.
The electrician came by today to get us started up on electric and power, and guess who shows up?
I would do incandescent in here, and we'd go from there.
Hey, Vince. Hey. Hey, buddy.
Get that guy.
You know, when I saw Vinny, I really couldn't contain myself.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
Smiley, shiny.
Thanks.
Coarse hair.
You look okay.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel better.
You look great.
Me and Mikey always had fun. We always do fun things together. And, you know, he always puts a smile on my face.
If I woke up tomorrow, my head's under the carpet. I wouldn't be any more surprised. Now that Vinny's working here, I'll definitely be coming by a lot more to help around the shop.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paul. Cool. Blair Engel, welcome to Window World.
We're down here in North Carolina at Window World, which is a company that we're going to be doing a bike for.
Let me take you out and show you a little bit of our store here.
You know, as far as incorporating the windows in a bike, I mean, you know, we always do something with the wheels. A mirror would be cool. Different stuff like that. We'll get a more look at what they do here and probably get a few ideas from looking around.
Well, this is our corporate office and our training facility. We bring all of our new stores here for training, and we have meetings here with some of our existing store owners. And this is where the corporate office is also run out of. Window World was founded in 1995. We have been 15 years open and operating, and now we've built up to 200-plus stores nationwide, accommodating over 150,000 consumers every year. Right here is really sort of the essence of what wow. Window World's all about.
That's a big one.
Yeah, this is as big a window as we make, but we sell it for $189 installed, coast to coast. The thing that makes Window World special is the value that we bring to each and every homeowner that we service. We offer simply the best products at the lowest prices.
Can you build a bike
That's a window bike. That's the question.
That's the question. We gotta talk to some of our owners there and try to see if we can come up with a good design.
Let's do it.
We've got some of our owners here that can not only help us with the design of the chopper, but also talk a little bit to Paul Sr. about what Window World is all about.
You like old school or something more of a modern chopper type?
Lots of chrome.
Chrome, lots bat more tires. I'd say more modern
yeah.
than.
Yeah, more modern, definitely.
Modern.
We use the word badass. You know, it's got to have a bat tire, a lot of chrome, good pipes. You know, really scream Window World.
There's also another thing we want to capture. We unfortunately lost our CEO this year. We want to capture some of his essence in the bike as well. So it could be that we pay memoriam to him through some design elements of the bike.
That's good. Yeah,
paint is always great for that type of stuff.
What do you guys plan to do with the bike?
We have a family reunion every year. That's what we call our national meeting. And last year, for the first time, we auctioned off some items to benefit our foundation, Window World Cares, which is a corporate partner with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
So I'm hoping that we'll be able to auction off the bike this year to one of our store owners, and those proceeds would end up going to St. Jude's.
One of the cool things here is that the bike's going to be auctioned off for a charity, and I'd rather see the money go towards that than, you know, an individual owning the bike, so that's always a good thing.
We'll head on back, and we'll get with Jason and start putting some stuff together, and then you guys could come up with some stuff and send it over.
I think we've got some good ideas on the design, how to incorporate who Window World is into the bike design, and most importantly, we sent the message that we're looking for a badass chopper.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, we look forward to a badass chopper.
We're getting this place up and running as fast as possible, but I still need to be on the phone all the time. Talking to equipment vendors, but more importantly, trying to land our first bike build.
No, I just wanted to touch base with you on it. That's fine. I mean, if it doesn't work out, it's just what it is. And if anything comes up in the future, just you got my cell number, just give me a call. And, you know, maybe we could do something then. All right, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Bye now. It's Paul Sr. Did you see my father drive by? He drove by in one of his fancy cars.
Did he wave?
No, he didn't wave. He just chirped the tires in his, I don't know what, it's some yellow car.
Really? I told you he did that the other day.
No, he's been driving by a lot.
I told you that. Shouldn't he be at work?
I don't know.
Paul's been going through a lot lately with a lot of things being thrown in his direction that could be negative. He's turned them all into positive things, and he just looks ahead and moves forward, and we don't look back.
So, you know, we've already had a few drive-bys. It's an older gentleman with a big warehouse full of really fancy cars.
Wow.
We're both familiar with who he is. Definitely, starting this business, there's a lot of people who are going to support me. And then there's a handful of people out there that definitely want to see me fail. I think that they realize our location now. Mm-hmm. We've had at least one drive-by in a fancy yellow Camaro today.
You know, Paul's very reserved when it comes to everything going on with his dad. I'm sure he didn't think he'd be in the position that he's in.
We're on the radar.
We're on the radar.
Okay.
Which is fine. I'm not hiding anything, so it doesn't matter. But I'm just giving you a heads up because we all come from the same background.
It's very weird becoming a competitor of OCC. It is very difficult to be on the other side. But, you know, at the same time, you know, they're on the other side of me.
They're probably not real happy. They've indicated that they're not happy that I'm building bikes. So, you know, with that in mind, we only have to worry about ourselves. Right. That's all I care about. To me, the back and forth is completely unimportant. What they think doesn't matter to me. It's just about getting things done and doing it the right way here. We're going to keep marching forward. We're going to assemble the right team. We got the right location, the right building, and we're going to build some bikes.
This is their website that shows the initial.
What does it say? I will destroy my dad.
The oldest son from American Chopper has escalated the war against his father by opening a rival motorcycle business, and he's making the whole thing incredibly personal. Paul Tuttle Jr. is starting a competing shop to go head-to-head with his dad's Orange County Chopper shop. But there's a catch. Jr. has recruited a bunch of disgruntled employees who left his dad's place, including his brother Michael Tuttle and friends Vinny DiMartino and Joe Pugliafico.
Joe, we fired.
And Vinny quit.
He didn't quit because of me. He quit because of him.
Whatever.
Evidently, Vinny's going to be working for Paulie. That's the latest news. You know, the thing is that, you know, for Paulie, he can't figure out things unless they're already done. So, you know, Vinny's convenient. Joe, who worked for me, is convenient. It's easy to do that.
you still got to get up in the morning. You got to get out of bed. Not at 11 o'clock. Eat your Wheaties. Hop in a shower. Take the dog for a walk. Relax for a while.
He will destroy you, he writes.
I get up in the morning and go to work because I want to. And, you know, for him, he could talk all he wants to talk, you know. And you can talk the talk, but you got to walk the walk.
It ain't about Vinny DiMartino. It ain't about him building bikes. And it ain't about him destroying me. It comes down to balls, because I'll challenge him on real stuff. That's let's ride cross country. That takes balls. That takes gumption. Let's build a drag bike, me and him, and do a quarter mile. I guarantee you he'd never do it.
I've always worked for everything I got. I think you're a lot more appreciative when you do that. I think by, you know, looking for the softer, easier way, there's no reward in that. All right, Mike, what are we doing?
You know what I think we got to do, Vin, to be honest with you? I think we got to get them lifts in that corner. You know, it's a lot of work getting everything in here. We're going to feel a lot better, at least once we get this first shipment of stuff in.
This should open up.
What is it?
One more. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Yeah, you know, clients got to come by. We got to have meetings and stuff. But, you know, I definitely want this built out in here. I don't want an empty room when someone comes. I mean, it's hard to sell a bike when you got a big empty warehouse.
Are you thinking about doing kind of like a boom, boom, boom like that?
Well, you know, no. Actually, maybe we'll leave this one here, unless you think it's going to be in the way.
Open all four of them. We're probably going to have to wait till we get them all out.
We got to get the shop into a working shop because, you know, a deal does come in and a client wants his bike and, you know, he wants to see where his bike's going to be built.
It's good for now. We can always tweak it a little bit. Feels like business. Really, what we did today is just the beginning. Fortunately, it's starting to look like a motorcycle shop with the bike lifts and the right machinery.
First piece
of equipped. That's it. Quiet, huh?
Not anymore.
It's not bad, though.
No.
Sweet.
Cool. Rick would be in love.
I know he would. We're gonna make t-shirts that say Free Rick.
Free Rick.
Like hands on like bars.
This thing just come in or what?
Yeah, I think Ronnie said a friend just come in.
Today we're gonna start building a bike for a company called Window World. They're noted for making double hung windows, and it's our 15th year anniversary, so it's kind of a cool thing.
Every day is like Christmas at Orange County Choppers. Who's unwrapping something?
Senior's not here today, but we've been waiting for this frame for several days. So Mike and I are going to see how far we can get on it before Senior gets back.
And what is this?
That is their windows.
Yep.
The windows from Window World open and close like a regular window where it slides, but when you go to clean them, the tops fold out like that. DH-189 stands for double hung, $189. The gas tank has, after it's painted, the kids are putting their handprints on it, the kids of the founder of the company. Founder passed away maybe this past year, and his image is ghosted into the tank, and then his kids are going to put their handprints on the bike.
Cool.
That's nice. There's kids adults?
No, they're little kids.
Little kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so the bike is kind of a commemoration of that also, of him.
Cool. I like that.
We're already behind schedule on this bike, so we're really trying to hustle and get into a rolling chassis so we can get working on the custom parts that are going to make this bike unique. What'd you wind up putting under the 3/8?
Or your ratchet.
We're gonna have to go up a little bit.
Okay. Why not?
Hey, fellas.
What's up there, Jay Poole?
Hey, I just heard something.
Was that through the grapevine?
Yeah, on the grapevine. I heard Vince is working with Paulie.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's gonna be.
You knew this too?
I knew.
Yeah, I guess I was the last to find out that Vinny's working with Paulie. I thought that was big news. Used to work with us, and now it's worked the perfect circle again. And I guess he's back working for Paulie.
I'll tell you one thing. I came by there last night. They had some pile of equipment outside.
Did they really?
Oof.
Yeah?
Wooden crates?
Oh, yeah.
The whole parking lot.
I really didn't see this one coming at all, because I thought if they both got in the same room, they'd just, like, go at it and try to destroy each other.
It'd be nice if they could all just, you know, Vince starts working with Paulie. That'd be cool. And then... everybody working together again. That's how we used to freaking do it. What the hell?
Pretty nice.
It's going to be really weird just being part of, like, the same business that we're doing. But, you know, we're just going to have to see what happens. And hopefully, you know, everybody can just get together and just build some cool stuff, you know, like we used to, and, you know, just move forward. Pretty much today I work on the Windowworld bike. We got the bike into a full roller. Mike's working on the rear fender. He got it cut up. I found some pieces for the gas tank that I want to use. Got those cut up and actually sitting on the frame right now. And I'm really just moving along really good on it for not even a full day on the bike. We got pretty far.
You good on your side or you're still low?
I'm good right there.
Okay, that's all I need then.
Tomorrow I'm going to start working back on the gas tank. I'll make a tunnel for it, put that in, get that mounted, and then probably start working on the exhaust. We're going to do some kind of cool trick exhaust on it. I don't really know what we're going to do yet, but we have a lot of room on the frame, a lot of open area that we don't typically have to work with. So on this bike we do, so we're going to, you know, just use the room that we have and just play around a little bit and just make something really cool.
There's the thing on the ground.
All right. Today we're out here playing around, and we got the Windowworld windows outside here, and some guys came to the shop with a jet-powered four-wheeler.
Come on.
What's going on out here?
Come on.
You know, I'm not really sure what's going on here today. There's a jet four-wheeler in a window, and I think this is a little OCC testing.
Windowworld makes the best windows on the planet. So we decided to put one of them through an OCC test. You know, the kind that nobody passes.
Basically, what this does, it's a jet motor, and it will shoot flames out of the back, and we will see how good the window will stand up to that. Pull it up. Suit it up, dude.
You guys are good?
Let's do it. Pull it up. Let's do it. I got all the guys out here because these guys like this kind of stuff. We like destruction. Every opportunity that we get, we take it. And this is a great opportunity. It's something totally different than we've done before. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure everybody else is.
Fire on!
Rock and roll!
Jet Quad is a 2,000 horsepower, 2,000 pound thrust ATV. We basically put a jet engine on an ATV. It's capable of 200 miles an hour.
Quad was totally amazing, but I have to say I'm more impressed with the window. That window took a licking and kept on ticking.
The four-wheeler, yeah, with the turbine on it was freaking amazing. It was really cool. And the window held up, you know, remarkably. We melted the whole window down, broke the glass, and then, you know, just torched it up. It was very cool. You know, the window guys, they make a hell of a product there.
I'd really like to see that thing go down a quarter mile. Just for the little bit that it took off over here, actually just blew my eardrums out.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. One pain of the two.
Oh, one of them he got. That one didn't break, the inside one, right?
Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's a good window.
Think about it. Good advertisement.
Hell, yeah. You know, it's nice to just come out. It's a beautiful day out here today and have some guys stop over, you know, with one of the Thunder Jet Quads that they have. And just come out here just to play around like this and try torching up one of the windows and seeing how the whole window reacts and everything like that. It's just really cool. Yeah, fortunately, we get to do things like this and, you know, just don't have to worry about much.
All right, back to work.
Get this show on the road. There's a couple storage rooms in this building I'd like to convert into offices, but before I do that, I have to remove all the shelves, and I tell you what, there's a lot of them.
Can you go up more? Actually, can we turn it sideways?
Like, yes, that's a smart idea.
Want to go towards you?
Yep, we'll snake it out that way, maybe.
These are some long shelves, man.
It was a pretty tedious day. You know, it wasn't like a demo necessarily where you smash everything. It was kind of more meticulous. I can't believe for the amount of shelf space that was in there, it took us just about all day to get all those shelves out, but we did. So the office is completely clear. Now I can start laying out my office. We're going to cut some big holes in the wall, put glass in so I can see what's going out over the shop. And it's going to be good.
How do you think we should stack these on a pallet outside?
Or would you dump them?
Oh, yeah!
If the opportunity presents itself like it did today, we worked all day, stacked all that wood up, and then I just thought we're going to burn it anyway. Why not drop it from 50 feet in the air?
Hey, did you read the manual on the pitch?
Yeah, it's saying don't do this. I think the biggest thing I've noticed about Paulie since I've been here working with him is, he's definitely more relaxed.
We're going to get in trouble for this. I just know it.
Watch out.
That was awesome.
Working alongside people you really like is everything. I mean, bringing back old friendships, really just working side by side, working hard, kind of sweating and getting the job done for right now. We'll polish the place out, and then we'll apply the same thing to motorcycles.
Once we get this place going, we got to get a bike built.
Got to get out and pound the pavement now.
I'm telling you, man, I've been pounding people's doors down.
Hey, remember me?
It's like someone will come by and be like, hey, we sell paperclips. I'm like, you want a bike?
No. You know, the work atmosphere we had and the fun we're having meanwhile we're working, it just reminds me of back in the old days.
We got to do the free Rick shirts.
Yeah, do it.
How are we going to get free Rick shirts made?
I'll take care of it.
I miss the guy. I haven't worked with him in almost 3 years, and I'd love him to come by. But, you know, I really don't want to see the guy get himself mixed up in any kind of trouble or anything over at Orange County.
I would have to imagine someone's getting yelled at over there. I mean, you know, on a pretty consistent basis.
Polo, don't yell at Rick, because they need Rick.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to make the bars?
W's.
We're back on Window World again today, and the only thing that's left is the handlebars.
This really looks like high tech, like you know what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like a math. Like you know what you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yep.
We originally were going to have Jim Quinn machine something, but Mike had an idea this morning to make him into a W for Window World, which is a pretty cool idea, so we went with it.
You see, the thing with these handlebars is I'm trying to make a set like nobody else had. It's a custom motorcycle, and that's the way we're building it.
What if you just make it a little wider?
These are going to end up shorter, and it appears to me that this is going to end up kicked back further then. Won't it?
The thing of it is that everybody got involved again, and it got real complex, and we still haven't got them laid out on the table.
Yeah, no, you might as well make it a ride.
That was one of the things, I mean, Paul used to like to do. He always used to like to do handlebars. I mean, they always, you know, they look really cool, but a lot of times, man, it just, they weren't good for a ride.
I had it right from the get-go, but everybody wants to put their 2 cents in there, and it winds up taking longer than it should.
You've ridden the iRobot bike?
It's terrible.
That's what you got there. That angle is almost identical. Yeah,
all I got to do is this coat.
I thought you were going to mind your own business.
That's going to suck to ride.
How do you know I won't like it? I don't care whether you like it or he likes
it. It's because I asked you first. Got you there.
I'm not right all the time, although I'd like to think so. So sometimes it's good for other people's input. But the bottom line is that here it is, 9:30, and we haven't got a piece cut. But I think that we're real close.
How's that working out, right?
Yeah, I think this is right now. There we go. Handlebars should be pretty simple, yes, because they're flat. They should have been done a day and a half ago, but at least they'll be right in the end.
I think that if you put a regular set of inch and a quarter over there, bevel it however you want to bevel it so that you want to put this bar in the same position, you'll be up here, and that's what you got. I think the way it's going to look is going to satisfy me. It's going to make the W as clear as it could be, and it's not real complicated.
There we go. It'll be the Window World, Water World. Where's Waldo?
I got a meeting with a client in like 10 minutes.
Good.
So I figured maybe we could get things started.
You know, it seems like there's a million things to do, and actually, there probably is a million things to do. So it's taking a little longer, you know, Junior's on conference calls and stuff like that.
Keep in mind, I don't have any money.
They got Odie to help me too. We're trying to get as much done as we can.
I need help.
You need help?
Yes. Most of the stuff with the machines and the welders and the lifts are pretty boring to me. And I just thought I'd take today to bring in the tapestry I painted for my brother and hang it with Vincent. How does this go now?
I got an end over here. We got Mikey here. He's a little bit of comic relief. And, you know, he's just a good friend as well, too, so I like having him around. But, you know, I'm sure he could be a little bit of a distraction, too.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
I was thinking of a different word.
I think Paul will... I'm not sure so much like it as he'll like the sentiment behind it.
You know, let's look at the particulars as far as the buyout and how all that works. But I'm looking forward to getting a flow machine in here so we can start cutting with the water jet.
What are you planning on doing with this?
Hanging it.
Where?
I guess right there. You know, ultimately, as an artist, I really hope that my brother enjoys my work. I enjoy it, and that makes me oblivious to all the critiquing in the world. Hi.
Hi, Ron. You guys are up to no good. What do you got here?
It's a tapestry mural.
Where's it going?
We were thinking up yonder. I made it for you, by the way.
It's, for me?
Yes.
What's this here? What's on the other side of the tracks?
That's death.
And then, so it's death, the tracks.
Yep.
Beach towel.
Beach towel. Gray area of life.
Gray area, water.
Putting your hands in the sand and hanging out with your kids at the ocean.
I like it. I think you may have to go above your area, though, for now.
All right.
We'll see what we're going to do with this wall. We haven't figured that out yet. It's kind of dirty.
Shot down.
Shot down in the blaze of glory.
Mikey had an idea. He wanted to hang it on the wall into, you know, the main shop, and Junior come out. And, you know, he likes the artistry and all that stuff, but I don't think he wants it there.
Well, where do you want it?
It's your shop. I think it would look good up, like, the top of that on that second
run. In a freaking burning barrel. Vince. Did I say that out loud?
We have a whole giant pile out in the back.
I'm just kidding, buddy. Come on.
Take it. Throw it out. I don't care anymore.
I'm going to really give Michael a lot of leeway. I'm not going to come down on him too hard. I think he's had enough of that in his history. But at the same time, I may have to pull him aside and say, hey, Mike, don't mind having a little fun, but we got to keep working here. The painting he gave me was awesome. I think he hung it in the right spot, fits his area, builds it out nice. You know, it actually is nice coming in through the door and seeing a little color. Good job. I like it. I think it's good.
Thanks.
I think I like it better than you do.
Yeah, I think you do. I appreciate that.
So, I got a call the other day from my guy at Flow.
Okay.
And he said Paulie is hitting him up for a free machine.
Jim Quinn came into my office this morning. I guess Paulie's been soliciting all my vendors.
The way my guy at Flow put it was, basically, Flow's going to be loyal to us.
Flow is a company that we've been using their product for years now. It's helped our business immensely. It still does.
That's as far as a free machine, but if he came putting money on the table and said he wanted to buy a machine, you know, it is a business and they would have to do that.
That's fine. Everybody's got to make a living. I don't have a problem with that. Even though I do have a problem with him soliciting our accounts, because he's not supposed to do that.
Right.
Be a man. You know, you're on your own. You've got your own business. That's what you're talking about. Leave daddy alone. Most of my vendors are very loyal to me. You know, I developed the relationships, not him. So basically, he's going after them on my coattail because it's easier to do that than to work. But, you know, I've told everybody who we went after to get free stuff, which evidently he's not being too successful at it for two reasons. He's Paul Jr. Design. We're Orange County Choppers.
Which
is the difference. It's not fair to Flo or anybody else. But as long as Flo treats him like he would treat any other person that's in business, I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it. You know, as far as our vendors and Paulie trying to get them, I don't have a problem with that. It's just the way that he's doing it. He's expecting everything for nothing. You know, go out there and see what the world's like. Paulie can't build bikes. We all know that. He can't build a bike.
Not by himself.
No. So he needs somebody. Vinny's not a fabricator.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good mechanic.
Sure.
He's not the best, but he's a pretty good mechanic.
I think just so many people see it, whether you see it on TV or whatever, that it's, oh, man, we could do what they do. I can weld or I can run a machine. Yeah. But there's so much. It's a team, man.
Really, everybody in this shop here has a specific job they do, and they're, you know, really good at it. And, you know, Christian with wiring, Nick with the mechanics, Rick and Mike with the fabrication, myself with the machine shop, Jason with design. You know, everybody does their specific job, a little bit of overlap, but as a team, it really comes together.
It's more than a team, and I'm not just saying this. I'm saying this with sincerity. It's a family.
Yeah.
Everybody over here, and you know as well as I do, everybody over here would cover everybody's back. You don't see me out there saying, what the f*** are you doing? I don't have to do that.
They're either doing their job or they're doing a bug. And it's not because I'm on their ass. It's because they want to do that. It's hard to develop that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely.
You just can't hire Vinny and you just can't hire Joe and everybody else that I got rid of and think that they're going to develop a relationship like I have here my people.
That teamwork thing that we have here and Senior Fall to the Family, that's really what it is. You know, we all have each other's backs, and ultimately that's why we're able to do what we do. And to try and strike off on your own, I think everybody finds out it's a little tougher than they thought.
So rock and roll.
Take care.
All right, Jim. Anna Wyatt and Tucker are here today to help out with the paint on the gas tank. We come up with a cool way for those guys to be part of a memorial for their father, who recently just passed away.
Get ready to have really wet, sticky hands.
Well, me and my brothers are going to put our handprints on the bike in honor of our father.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Gals. What's happening? I enjoy working with the kids, and we get the opportunity a lot to spend with kids. I feel real comfortable around them. What are we doing?
We're going to play in some paint. You want to join us?
You know me. I'll put my face in here. I don't care.
Sounds good. No, what we're going to do is we're going to take their handprints, put it on the paper, and put it on the computer, reduce it a little bit, so this way everything fits well with the tank.
Oh, is that the way you're gonna do it?
Yeah. Senior came in with his art expertise to tell us how to do it.
Oh, good.
All right. Where do you want me to put this?
Anywhere you want to.
Anywhere I want to?
As he's backing away from you.
Come on. Come on, over here. I'll show you where I want to put it. All right, you ready? This is the way we're gonna do this. Look. Yeah, what we did is dip their hands in the paint, which I did first, and transferred them to a white sheet of paper. Put your whole hand in there.
There you go.
That's it. Now listen to me.
What?
Take it out. Okay, bring it over here. And then put it down, press hard. Then what'll happen is Rob, somehow, he'll incorporate that into the paint job.
I'll go.
Who's next? You're next? I thought it was ladies first.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, you went first.
Well, that's different. I thought that Wyatt was kind of a wise guy because I had mentioned that ladies first, and he noticed that I went first, and he didn't hesitate to mention it.
That's perfect. This is a special thing for the kids, which it's a special thing for me as well. Their father passed away. Having their images of their hands on the bike is kind of a big deal.
All right, guys.
Thanks.
See you guys later, right?
Bye-bye. Take it easy.
Bye.
Oh, we have Flo arrival.
You know, we're only a few pieces of equipment shy of being able to do everything we want to, get Junior to lock down a bike build, and we'll be ready to go.
Where's Junior today?
I think he's out trying to make some sales, you know.
Before we do anything, we need sales.
Yeah. So, but, you know, obviously, more importantly, we need equipment. Get this in, get our electric finished. Wouldn't be a shop without one. No. No, it would not. So, beyond bail. Voila. You know, this machine coming in is a big deal. So me and Joe are really taking a lot of pictures. And I know Junior really wants to see. He wants to be able to see the story of this thing going in. Hey, man, the truck just pulled in, though. The flow's on there, man. We're unwrapping it. It looks awesome.
No, I just got your picture. I wish I could be there, man, but I got to knock down these bikes out so we can start using some of this machinery, you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.
Talk to you.
Bye. You know, I guess having a flow jet right now, too, and all the equipment we have, you know, nobody can really say that, you know, Orange County can do stuff that we can't.
Are you going to shoot for this mark on the left end? Is that the deal?
We're sitting on a lot of money right here, and we got to start bringing in money. Got to get the bike built. Got to get, you know, bikes going in and out. It's in.
Somebody else should be doing this, because I'm just the worst guy. I can't get bolts,
right,
and I can't get...
We'll get it. I'll sweat it.
I don't know if it's age or... You know what I mean? Someday you're going to get old, too, and you'll know. You hear me, Cronbone?
I'm already old, pal. That's why I was letting you do it.
You know, this whole design fabrication and assembly process has really been refined over the years that we've been doing this.
Ready for the gas tank on?
You guys put the gas tank on. I'll finish up this piece. How's that sound?
You get it?
Each bike, though, is different, but still there's kind of the same recipe that we follow in going through a design review, getting the design approved, going to mock-up, and then final assembly where we put it all together and make it happen.
You know what? That's a nice-looking bike, man.
It looks real good.
It's real. It's cool.
I've heard Paul Jr.'s getting the shop together and trying to do this, and, you know, my hat's off to him because it is pretty much a monumental task. This is something, what we've got going here, is something that we've been working at for probably about 6 years to fine-tune this whole thing.
I think it looks pretty good. It's different.
To try and strike off on your own, you know, a bike build could take him months to get that done and get in the shop set up even longer.
It's a really nice looking bike.
It is. It's pretty funky, huh? Simply the best for less.
It is.
The guys just finished up on the Wonderworld bike, and of course, I get to ride it. All in all, you know, it just seems like the bikes keep getting better and better. The bike's really stretched out, so you really got to lean on it. Hurts the back a little bit. Kid's handprints is really cool, and the exhaust is really cool, and the windows on the wheels. But all in all, it was a good project for us, and I'm glad that they gave us the opportunity to do it. You know, as far as the buzz about Paulie, from what I understand, he's still tooling around, fixing up his shop to make it look pretty. But in the interim, he hasn't built a bike, and there's no rumors of him building a bike. So it seems that it pretty much petered out like the rest of his projects.
One of the potential builds that Paulie's been waiting on is for a company called Lista. They design custom cabinets and workbenches, and I know Junior really hopes this works out.
Hey, man.
What's up, Vince?
How's it going?
It's going all right, man. It's going all right. How you doing?
What you got there?
Yeah, a little dumb sketches. You know, when you start doodling when you're on the phone.
Oh, yeah. How's everything going?
It's good, man. That Lista thing fell through.
Really?
You know, Vinny came in today. I told him the deal with Lista was a done deal. They weren't going to do the bike. Yeah, I thought I was optimistic, man. I thought for sure.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I think what happens is people get excited about it because they see the opportunity.
Yeah, and then, yeah, the person above them doesn't.
Or yeah, or the budget's just not there, or they already spent their budget, you know.
You know, you have so many of these people saying no. It's probably just a bad economy. People already spent their budgets, stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. You know, so everybody's got such a tight fist on everything.
Exactly. No, seriously, that's really... it's a little tricky out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a positive guy, and definitely we've had some situations where, you know, I thought people were definitely in for the build, and they call and just say they can't do it. And, you know, it's a little discouraging.
All right, well, let's get to work.
All right, man. You know, Paulie really doesn't say much to me about all these meetings. He keeps them kind of private. They haven't been really going very well, and I think he's been a little discouraged, probably more than he even shows. You know, we're at the point now where we have to get a bike. We have to start building. You know, we're locked in.
We have not been able to land a client just yet. We have had a lot of no's. I did think, honestly, that this would be a little bit easier. If we had to close the doors today and walk out, I would rather do that than have to go working for my father. And I know that may surprise some people, but that's just the truth.
We're in Indianapolis, outside the Andretti Motorsports, and I'm here to unveil the Wonderworld bike.
Andretti Autosport fans, we'd love to have you out here. We appreciate you being out here.
You know, doing these unveils now is just so much easier. When Paulie and Mikey were involved, we'd be ready to go on stage, and Paulie wouldn't be there, Mikey wouldn't be there. It is so much less stress than I had to deal with before.
Back in February, we had a tragic event. We lost our CEO and owner, Todd Whitworth. And while we have continued to try to recover from that, one of the things we wanted to do and unveil here tonight that was in the spirit of the things that Todd loved, which was speed, beauty, and most of all, he loved kids. So we built an Orange County chopper, and we're going to unveil that here tonight.
Well, we're going to take this bike, and it's going to be part of our show program, but we're going to take the replica of the bike that we're having made, and we're actually going to sell that to raise money for St. Jude's.
I'd like to hand the microphone off to Tammy Whitworth.
Thank you. I just want to thank all my Wonderworld family, and I think now it's time to see if we can get this thing cranked up and Paul Sr. can bring it out.
Really wanted a lot of the theme to be the windows, and there's a few key things on the bike. I think it's celebrating 15 years of business. Then there's a portrait of her husband who just passed away recently.
How's everybody doing?
A lot of people out there, huh? I'll go over some of the features on the bike. These handlebars here, they're a W.
Got a big W.
If you see them, they're a W. If you look at these windows here, these mirrors, they're like a double pane window. And then if you look at what holds them, it's a crank.
Casement crank.
Casement crank. I stepped on myself a few times like I usually do, but there's just a lot going on in the bike to remember. Plus, I get a little nervous with all the people out here sometimes. There's a memorial portrait of Todd on the tank here. We had Tammy's three children come to the shop, had them dip their hand in paint. So we have the three handprints on the tank.
Well, I love the color. I love the handprints. I love the picture of Todd. The wheels. Everything's just perfect.
Also, the gas tank up here, the cap itself is engraved in 15 years. So there's a lot going on.
Oh, we absolutely love the bike. The bike is awesome. The thing I love about it, I love the double-hung window mirrors. But most importantly, I love the gas tank with Todd's image and then the handprints of the kids. I think that's just wonderful. Cynthia.
Seeing the portrait on the tank, I think it was a little bit emotional for her, but I think that she was more than happy. So, you know, it'll be on the road. It'll represent them, and I think the bike represents them well. And the main thing, everybody was happy. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Thank you.